relatives are your grandparents and all on your father's side.
On my father's side.
That's the side you know the best?
That's the side I know the best. Because that family tree, like I told you, my mother and her sisters are tracing their family tree right now. But my father's family tree has been traced back to England and then back to France. In fact, you see, we have French blood. My father's people originally were from France. And the French Huguenots, they were driven out of France and they went to England.
What year?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, you know, that was back,
yeah.
Back when America was a small, just a new nation. And then they came from England to Virginia, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And my ancestor that came from England was 17 years old. He was a stowaway on a ship. And once he got here, you see, when they found him, mm-hmm. was some man that owned a trading post or something, apprenticed him and let him work for him until he, you know, he paid his passage for him and then let him work it out. And then once he got his passage worked out, you see, then he could come on and then he settled there in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And he married after he settled there and had a lot of children. He had slaves and everything. And then one of his sons, who is my ancestor,
mm-hmm.
He had a black mammy that he just loved, and he came in one day when he was about 18. He came in, and the overseer, or the foreman, or whatever you want, they call them overseers, he saw him. He hit his mammy, you know, and he had a riding crop in his hand, and he hit her across the face. And when he did, he jumped off his horse and ran over and attacked him, you know, yanked him off his horse, and he was on his horse when he hit this boy's mammy, and caused a big upheaval and everything. And so he ran away from home, and he went from Virginia to the Carolinas, North Carolina, and he settled there and had his family there. And then his son, you see, came on, who's my ancestor, came on to Louisiana.
Which
and homesteaded here, right here.
The one that came from Louisiana is your
great-grandfather.
Uh-huh.
My great-grandfather came to Louisiana and had a little homestead right up there where I was born, see. And he lived to be, 45 years old, 40, 45 years old, somewhere along in there. And, you know, it was, they just lived in a little log cabin and all, and they had five sons and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he had pneumonia that year, and, you know, back then they died with that stuff, and he died with pneumonia. And left his wife with all those children by herself, and she had to get out and work in fields, other people's fields, and work. But she held on to that homestead. She didn't let that go. And then when the children all grew up, well, my grandfather, say, bought from his brothers and sister their share of the property and kept it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he added to it, and long in there, they discovered oil in Eldorado, Arkansas, the boom town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought and sold leases and made quite a bit of money and kept buying property all around him until he had about 1,200 acres of land, all connected up there. And then he had 12 families of colored people living on his place. And there he built a little storehouse right beside his house. And he had in there, you know, all kinds of staples, sugar and meal and flour and dry peas and beans and canned goods and work pants.